We thank the Lord for letting me back in his house again tonight. I want to welcome everybody that's here. We appreciate each one that's come back to church tonight. Thank the Lord for you. I've got a couple of verses I'd like to read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verse 8 and 9 and 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So if everybody like to stand, we'll have a short prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day, and we thank you for allowing us to be back in your house tonight. Thank you, God, that we're able to come to worship. And God, we appreciate each one who's here. And God, we thank you for salvation that's by grace through faith, that we didn't have to work it out because we couldn't work it out, but through the gift of God, we have eternal life. God, we praise you tonight. We ask you to bless this service and help us, God. Just help us to get in the center of your will and worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page 268. song. It says, how I've proved him more and more. I think about David when he was getting ready to fight Goliath. Saul tried to give him his armor, and he said, I can't take it, for I have not proved it. But I'm glad I've been able to prove the armor of God over and over and over again, and it's never failed me. So thank you for it. Page 238.
It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Thankful for the day we've had, and thankful to serve a risen Savior today. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for everything He's done for me. It's still amazing. It's one of my favorite things to say. It still amazes me how much it still amazes me how good our God is. I hope I never get sick and tired of it. I hope for the rest of my life I'm still amazed by how much He still amazes me. It's good to be here tonight. We'll ask everyone, if you will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask at this time if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Anyone have a spoken prayer request tonight? Remember that.
Praying for our lost people.
Yeah. Remember our lost. We had a lot of burdens here this morning. I felt like I could have moved. I really keep praying the Lord deals with them people especially. Even during sunrise service, we had some burdens could have moved this morning. Anybody else tonight? Nobody else has anything. We'll ask Andrew Martin to lead us in prayer. We pray. I've got just a little inclination to read a little scripture here, and it really blessed me when I read it this morning. We talked about it in Sunday school a little bit this morning, but I'm just going to read just a few verses in Colossians chapter number 2, starting in verse 11. It says, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." I'm thankful he took away all my trespasses and nailed them to his cross. Not just my trespasses from the time I was 1 to age 6 when he saved my soul, but from the time I was 6 up until right this very moment, he nailed every single one of my trespasses to his cross, and I'm thankful for it. It's good to be here tonight. Anybody have a song or a testimony on your heart? Pray for it, church.
Really pray for us. We haven't practiced in a while, and my voice is kind of being funny right now, but I've had a song on my heart all week, and I thought I was going to have to sing it this morning, and it didn't happen, and then God put a song on my heart tonight and didn't tell me what one until literally as I was standing up, and it's not the one I've had on my heart all week. I'm not a big Bible reader. I didn't used to be, but within the last couple months, I've started to, and I've really enjoyed it, and I've really started getting a blessing out of it. I've always loved Easter, but I never really paid too much attention about the real, real meaning and what he went through for us. And I've been reading all week about what he went through and the things that happened to him. And it makes me feel so guilty for all the times that I failed him and I let him down. All the things that happened to him, he was beaten, he was mocked, he was abused, he was whipped, and he was hung on a cross. And I haven't even been able to just stay faithful to him throughout my life. But I'm so thankful that he stood by me no matter what. And that blood, it still flows through me, and I'm still saved. And I can't lose that no matter what because of that cross, because of what he did on that cross for me. And some may not understand it, and some may never get it. But I do, and I am so thankful for that today. So just pray for us while we try and sing this. They say there's no reason to sing about the blood, that it's too old-fashioned, a little bit much. They say they don't need it, they're better off without it, that they can manufacture God's touch. If they only knew what they were missing, Jesus' sweet blood made my life worth living. It's not a dream. Thank God I'm redeemed. His blood still amazes me. Oh, it means everything to this wretched sinner. It covered my sins, made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death in the grave. I've got sweet assurance. I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell. There's no way it could happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me. My heart was so lonely. Inside I was dead. Till Christ cleansed my soul with the blood that he shed. He knew I would need him. I'm nothing without him, so he suffered it all in my stead. He saw this poor sinner with no hope inside. In mercy, he touched me, and now I'm alive for eternity. I'm forgiven and free. His blood still amazes me. Oh, it means everything. Wretched sinner, he covered my sins, made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death in the grave. I've got sweet assurance. I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell. There's no way it could happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me. Oh, it means everything to this wretched sinner. He covered my sin and made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death in the grave. I've got reassurance. I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell. There's no way it could happen. The blood's been applied. Forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me.
Thank you, Lord. I really enjoyed that song. That spoke to me. So I appreciate you singing that. Thank you. Thought about this song all week. You were talking about thinking about a song for a few days, and this one just won't go away. So I'm stuck on the same song that I've had on my mind for the last few days. But it's a resurrection song. It's the resurrection of Lazarus, but those two go pretty close in hand. So we haven't done it in a long time, but I just felt like trying it. So thank you again for singing that. I was just thinking this morning with the Sunday school lesson, and we got over on Peter a little bit, and Peter made some mistakes and had some discouragement and went through some things. And I know I do, when I make mistakes, maybe that's the hardest thing for me to overcome, is in my own mind. This isn't this song, but there's a song that says, if God can forgive me, I should be able to forgive me. And I'm sure thankful that His grace, now I'm saved, and when I make a mistake, I'm still saved, but I'm thankful that His grace is new every day, because I need it new every day. And so pray for me. We'll try to sing this. Children, come forth. Heartbroken, tears falling, Martha found Jesus. She questioned why Lazarus had died. When she had thus spoken, her doubts all were answered, as he walked toward the body and cried, Lazarus, come forth, awake like the morning. Arise with new hope, a new life is born. Lazarus, come forth. Death now awaken, for Jesus has spoken, death's chains have been broken, Lazarus, come forth. The tomb was now empty, Martha stopped crying. Her brother now stood by her side. The Pharisees wondered about what had happened. How could one now live who had died? The reason this story gives hope to so many is although we know we must die, our bodies won't stay there in that cold, dark silence. We'll hear Jesus call from on high, children, come forth, awake like the morning. Arise is born. Children, come forth. From death now awaken. For Jesus has spoken, death's chains have been broken. Children, come forth. For Jesus has spoken, as chains have been broken, children, come forth.
I appreciate both those songs, Blaine and Shayla. Appreciate them following the Lord. I appreciate what Shayla said about reading her Bible. I've really been enjoying reading my Bible a lot lately, more than usual even, and it's a real big blessing and help to me. And if I just want to encourage you, if you aren't reading your Bible, to really pray and ask God to give you a desire to want to read your Bible. If you pray about it and ask God to give you a passion and a desire for it, you'll look forward to it every day. It won't seem like a chore. It'll be something you can be excited about. I get excited, get to dig in my word every night. And so I just encourage you to pray and ask God about that. I appreciate you talking about that, Shayla. Anybody else have anything at all before we turn over to our pastor? If not, Brother Terry.
Sure is good to be here. I appreciate what I've already felt. Yeah. Choir singing, opening up, and special singing is all good, and it blessed my heart. And, I appreciate the song we've heard tonight. Boy, it's got great meaning in it. I'm glad to be here and glad I'm saved and can't lose it and know I'm going to get up and have a glorified body and heaven's going to be my home. And, God's given us some things we can depend on. That's just so amazing, and I thank the Lord, and God's got it fixed. And I'll ask, just in case anybody else have a song come on your heart, I appreciate what's already been done. Just want to give you another little chance. If not, just keep praying. We'll look at these preachers, and one of you fellas, just if you feel like it, just come ahead, whichever one of you feels like it. Just come on, follow your heart. Either one of these, or both of these. All right, let's pray. Let's really pray. You, buddy. Pray for him, church, and mind the Lord.
We say it's good to be in back in the Lord's house. This is the third time I've been here today. And I've been thankful for every one of them. Seems like in this thing, as you grow in it a little bit, it gets sweeter every day. And I'm thankful for that. And I probably won't be for you long, but I was just thinking about Jesus. That why Lord rolled that stone away. And why after he rolled the stone away, Mary Magdalene went down there. And he told her, he said, tell the disciples to meet me over in Galilee. And that seems like that was his whole thing there. Told the disciples, meet me in Galilee. And that's where I'll be at over in the 28th chapter of Matthew. And y'all just pray. We taught about this in Sunday school a little bit. And like I say, y'all just pray. I'll try not to tarry for you too long. And I'll just read over here in the 16th verse of the 28th chapter of Matthew. And then it says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, until the end of the world. And I thought about that. That was the reason he wanted them to meet him in Galilee. Terry, he wanted to let them know that he had a job for them. Wanted to let them know that they had a work to do out in this country. I thought about when he was sitting on that cross, hanging there. He said, it is finished. His job was finished. And when he got up that third and appointed morning, he wanted to see his disciples. He wanted to give them a little job to do. Tell them about what he did for them out in this whole world. And I got to thinking about when the Lord called me to preach, Terry. I run from it a long time. He called me when I was about 15 or 16 year old down there in a tree stand up Little Clear Creek one evening. It scared me to death, Billy Ray, and I run from it 7 years, I believe it was. But when I finally done it, I got thinking all the things I missed out on and all the people I could have helped out in this country. That I could have showed them Jesus, and I missed out on all them blessings. But I told them this morning in Sunday school, it ain't about the titles we get in this thing. It ain't about just because I got a title as a preacher, it don't make me no better than anybody here. I feel like the least most of the time, I told them this morning. But I want you to know every job in the church is just as important. I remember when I was out in the world real bad. Jeremy, we went over to get that piano. We was coming back down the road, and Jeremy, he looked over at Uncle Steve, said, "Buddy, have you heard this message Cooper preached?" And I hadn't been in a church house in a long time, and he turned that message on, and they wouldn't know ifs, ands, or buts about it. I knowed it was for me, and I think about everybody around me growing up through my life that did their little part, and I thought about every one of them that pointed me to Jesus, and I'm thankful for that this evening. And I said the other day over at Samaria, let your light so shine. That's what the Bible says. Don't hide your light under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick. And I'm thankful that we all got a job in this thing. And every one of them's just as important. And as important it is to do a job, it's to know when to do it and know when to stay in your spot. I'm a firm believer in that this evening. My heart's desire is just to do what the Lord wants me to do and sit down, Terry. I don't want to tarry too long. I don't want to get in the way. But that's just as important, Billy Ray, know when the Lord's wanting you to do something and know when to keep your spot. So I'm thankful for that this evening. I'm thankful that I'm in a church that loves me and I love them. And I'm just so thankful for that. So that's all I got, Terry.
It's a good message, and it had the right seasoning in it, and I felt the Lord in it. That's good preaching. I thank the Lord for it. Now, still plenty of time, plenty of room. If you got something, you're welcome too, brother. All right, let's pray for Andrew. I appreciate these young preachers. I really couldn't put in words how much. Bless you.
Pray for me. I feel like I got to get up, but where I'm supposed to be at, I'm not real sure, to be honest with you. If I just testify a little bit, that'd be enough. But I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that he's risen. Boy, what a savior we got. He's good, man. He's a good paymaster. I do got a little thought, but you really pray for me. I'm kind of like Shayla. I read my Bible this week, and my wife had posted something online about, reading about the resurrection and the week that Jesus had, and buddy, I felt it. I felt him going through the crowd. I felt him taking the beating. I was one of those ones that was standing on the side saying, "Crucify him." But he looked at me and he had compassion on me. I don't know if I read or not. But I'm thankful that there's a time he looked at me and said, "Drew, buddy, you're going to a place called hell. But I'm going to go to the cross for you. And your sins are going to hold me up on the cross. And when I die, there's going to be a time in your life when I'm going to call you. And I'm going to need you to say, 'I need you.'" Thank God there was a time in my life where I knelt down at an altar prayer. And I said, "God, I need you. I need the blood that you spilled not only on the cross, but before you even got to the cross, on the way to the cross. Thank God for what he's done for us. Thank him for the blood." I was talking to Jeremy this week about the crucifixion and what he went through. And there was a medical journal that he had sent me. And it talked about how bad of a beating that he took. And I know I preached on this Wednesday. But they were talking about him being on the cross. And it mentions in there, it says, "The dogs had compassed me." And it talks about that in Psalms. And I was reading on the crucifixion, and the Jews, or the Romans, they wouldn't even talk about the word cross, because the crucifixion was so scarring to them that when they mentioned that word, it made them tremble. And after the crucifixion, they'd just leave them on the cross. And the birds would come down and they'd eat them. The dogs would come around them and they'd start eating the people that were on the cross. But my Savior didn't stay on the cross. Somebody got him and put him in the sepulcher. And I was thinking about Mary Magdalene when she came down there. She saw it was empty. She came running back and nobody believed her. But Peter got up and he started running. Thank God that he took off and he saw the empty tomb. There was a time in my life where somebody came to me and they preached the gospel. The gospel's goat out. It's up to you whether you get up and run after it and see if the tomb's empty. God's given you the opportunity to get saved. It's up to you to get up and run after it. You can keep your seat and go to hell. That sounds pretty harsh, but it's true. Or you can get up and run and see for yourself. Thank God for what He's done for us. Thank God that He's risen. And thank God for His Savior that didn't give up. He went to the cross, and my sins are what held Him up there. Thank you for what He's done for me. Thank you for Easter, but Easter's every day for me. I love you, and I love this church. Turn back over to Terry.
I appreciate that. Thank the Lord. Two good messages tonight. Powerful, right out of heaven. Let's everybody stand. We want to sing a song. We want to offer an invitation tonight. And I believe God's offering an invitation to somebody. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, what these preachers have been preaching about, Jesus went to the cross for you. He suffered and died for you. And praise God, when He died, just as He told the people, He was in the grave 3 days and three nights. But just as He told them, praise God, He didn't stay there. He got up. And He's alive. And that's what we're celebrating. And so if you're here tonight and you're not saved and you need to come to the altar, trust Jesus as the Savior of your soul, come. And well, let me say this. If you're here tonight and you don't know if you're saved. See, I talk to people sometimes, well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I understand it. I've been in spots like that. But if you're not sure where you stand with God, and if you can feel that just that little stirring down inside, come and talk to God about it. He can let you know. Whatever your case is, if you're saved already and you need to get in where you can be a light to somebody, boy, I appreciate what these preachers preach about. We need to be a help to somebody. Sing when you're ready. Somebody needs to come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Are you doing what you're supposed to? Are you being what you're supposed to? Have you been born again? These preachers preached it. Are you living for Jesus? These preachers preached it. Amen. On such a wonderful day as this, in honor of what Jesus did for us, we ought not let it pass by. If God stirs our heart at all, and we need to come, they all well to come. We're not here to judge you or pick on you. Not a bit. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I sure have. We all have. But God loves us. And if you need to get away from where you're at and get where God wants you to be, come to the Lord. He can fix that for you. And He will. But it's your move. It's your choice. And it's your move. Even if you thought you were saved and then you thought you were not, if God's stirring your heart, come to the altar tonight and talk to God about it. God will let you know. He knows. And God will let you know. Please, everybody here, trust the Lord and obey Him tonight. Do what God wants you to do and be happy. Whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. You want to be happy? Obey the Lord. You can. The devil said you can, or not right now. The devil's a liar. You can obey God right now. God calls you, you can come. Or you can keep putting it off, wrestling with it, taking an awful chance. It takes a terrible chance to tell God no. Don't put yourself in a spot like that. I believe somebody really needs to come. Come on. Obey the Lord. Come on. Tell the devil just get away and come on. Come on, come on, come on. Help us, Lord. Amen. Well, I appreciate that good song. I felt like people were praying and I felt like God was calling. I'm thankful for that. Any words on anybody's heart before we come to close? And if either one of you preachers got something else you want to say or extend an invitation, you're just welcome now as you was then. Follow your heart. If somebody's got a song or a testimony or just anything, you mind the Lord. I will remind our men of this. It's the last Sunday night of the month, so we normally meet out in the fellowship hall and have a brotherhood meeting for just a few minutes, Lord willing. And so if you feel like it, come be part of that. Anything else before we come to a close? I'm sure glad to be here tonight. If nothing else, we'll ask Brother Hendrickson to pray benediction. Amen. Amen. Thank you, buddy.